Stations, here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Jennifer Rodriguez is from Madison, Connecticut, spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about immigration reform in 3, 2, 1. It seems like everything gets hung up in politics these days, but immigration reform isn't dead, is it?
We hope not. It's a very sensitive issue at this point. We come to Washington to try and talk with our legislators about how important it is. In my practice every day, I see families and businesses who are struggling to deal with immigration and the restrictive laws that we have today. I have one business that employs over 1,000 people in the United States, and they try to bring in one or two employees every year, and with the numbers of H-1B visas, very often they get none of their workers to be able to come in, and that hurts not only their company, but it hurts the economy. The workers that come in only stimulate the economy by bringing in the need to bring in support staff, other jobs that U.S. workers can complete.
So what you're really looking for in many cases are changes in the worker visa laws so that people can actually get jobs here.
That's right. The worker visas help not only the companies, but also help the U.S. economy. By bringing in those workers, they need support staff, they need people to supply them in their home life as well. So it helps the entire economy when foreign workers come in to help U.S. businesses.
Jennifer Rodriguez, this is Christopher Michael reporting.